This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of the show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun, and when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to ask the question, to invest the questions asked with your own intentions, and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we give you the opportunity to approach the Pop Oracle. On tap for today's show, we have singer-songwriter Ethan Gold providing the oracle fodder for our musical divinations, and we are also going to be joined in the studio by comedian actresses Natasha Leggero and Tig Notaro, both of whom you may have seen on the Sarah Silverman program, and also by astrologer and former 1150 AM talk show host Rick Levine. We'll be talking about his Your Astrology Guide for 2009 and the solstice, which is upon us. Whether or not you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so please stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show. But first, give your attention to those wonderfully intrepid sponsors whose generous support makes this broadcast possible.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Wolf Haven International is a visitor-friendly wolf sanctuary and educational facility only minutes from downtown Olympia. Wolf Haven offers a unique glimpse into the lives of wolves that have been born in captivity and wolves in the wild by offering educational guided walking tours and a variety of special programs. View wolves in a natural wooded setting in a tranquil atmosphere. Call 360-264-4695 for hours and other information or visit wolfhaven.com.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
Thank you for listening to Radio 8 Ball. We are only able to produce this broadcast through the generous support of our sponsors. Advertising on Radio 8 Ball is a great way to support the exploration of synchronicity while getting the word out about your business, band, or event to the many loyal listeners of Radio 8 Ball and Alternative Talk 1150. For more information, please write to info@radio8ball.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my seventh call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
If your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born.
I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones, and now we are joined by phone in the studio by a fabulous singer-songwriter and a good friend of mine, Ethan Gold. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Ethan.
Hello, Andras.
It's good to have you here. We've been trying
Hello,
to...
Hello, AM listeners.
The AM listeners...
Keep the spirit alive.
We're greeting you with open AM arms and ears. And you have, we have a list, we have a CD with 8 songs on it. You don't know what order those songs are in. And we're going to use those songs as the oracle fodder for our musical divinations. The way it's going to work is someone's going to ask a question, pick a number between 1 and 8, and then we'll play that song off the CD. And then afterwards we'll come back, get your point of view on the context that the song came from and how that song answers the question asked. So are you ready to engage the pop oracle?
Me, Ethan, I'm always ready.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask the first question, and in just a minute we're going to be joined by two... Do I refer to you as comedians? Or just...
I'm a public speaker.
We're going to have a...
I'm a spiritual entertainer.
Okay, so we're going to have a spiritual entertainer and a public speaker who are both very funny, and...
I also speak privately, so it's...
We're comedians.
That's good. Well, we have that. We're gonna engage that, and I have to ask a question, and I hope it's not an uncomfortable one, or I hope it is an uncomfortable one. But I have one of my if people were listening to the show, they heard an ad before this segment for an artist named Shmushkin, and he was my first client when I was still in the talent booking and promotion part of my career. And he has, for many years, he actually left the country because he couldn't get a date with Sarah Silverman. I mean, he couldn't even meet her.
I had no idea this was leading up.
And I know that both of you have been on her program.
On dates with her, you're right.
And so I just have to ask for the pop oracle because if you go to Shmushkin's MySpace, he actually has a beautiful song about Sarah Silverman.
Really?
And how her name would sound so much better.
So what are you saying? How do you get a date with Sarah Silverman?
Well, not how do I.
How does one?
Personally, I'm...
Well, you have to off Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, that's what his song's not really about. But
if you off Jimmy Kimmel, I don't think she would go out with you.
No, I'm not interested in offing anybody.
It's Shmushkin.
Shmushkin.
Well, I'm speaking to Shmushkin.
Well, see... But let's see from my question for the pop oracle with you all here, and then we can get your point of view as we move on. Does Shmushkin ever have a shot with Sarah Silverman?
And you want to wait?
Well, we're gonna pick a number. We're gonna pick a number between 1 and 8.
We're ready to answer. Yeah.
We're gonna pick a number between 1 and 8. In fact, Ethan, since you don't know the order of the songs, why don't you pick a number between 1 and 8, and that song will answer the question, or at least give us some insight.
I'm glad we're asking very important questions to the people in the room.
This is an important question. I will hear about it. Shmushkin will be calling me.
We brave the snow and icy roads.
He's not even there, but anyway, 5. How about 5, Shmushkin, and 5. Deal with it, whatever it is. I have no idea.
Shmushkin?
Yeah. Shmushkin. Sarah Silverman Shmushkin. Sounds so good, doesn't it?
It does.
I think it would be Sarah Shmushkin. Sarah. That has more of a ring to it.
Shmushman.
Here we go. Song number 5.
Strap my laces tight. Gonna run away today. No release will make me right. Haven't slept for 11 days. Help me. Zombie boy on the road, better than
what I'm told. I'll sleep when I am dead. Help me, but you can't help me. I'll bet you can't help me. Why don't you sleep, dear? Why don't you sleep, dear? Nothing will happen to you. You're safe while you sleep, dear. There'll be no spiders to bite your tongue. There'll be no viruses in your lungs. And the earthquake won't kill you. So why don't you
was the name of that song, Ethan?
Why Don't You Sleep.
Why Don't You Sleep? And that was the answer to my question, does Shmushkin ever have a chance with Sarah Silverman?
That's such a good song, Ethan.
It's a beautiful song.
I really liked it too, Ethan.
Thank you.
So, Ethan, can you give us a little bit of context, like the background of that song, where it comes from?
It comes from a lifetime of insomnia, and the song is sort of about memory, and kind of it has a lot of different voices in it that are kind of the voice of parents and non-present parents talking to a kid, and it's sort of a conversation back and forth that where people are trying to comfort each other and failing, sort of. I actually just shot a video to that song, which might be more directly helpful for Shmushkin's question.
Really? I saw some great answers in that. You know.
Okay. Well, we'll take it, Oracle.
Well, first of all, I've always counseled Shmushkin that you know he should, you know, pretty you know love the one he's with. Don't be pining for someone who he can't you know he can't even hope to meet. But the line "better let a zombie in bed" made me think, like, because like the people who we fantasize about and put our projections on, they're not really human. I mean, they are human in reality, but in our world, like the person that he's focused on is like a zombie, an apparition of a projection of his own shadow, if you will. And but then within that, there's the darkness will show him the way. That was the line that I thought there. And then there was just, you know, a lot of it. You can't help me, you know, safe while you sleep. You know, maybe it's, you know, you can continue to dream, Shmushkin. But it didn't look good, actually. You know, I mean, it did look good for me as a friend of his. I hope that he'll get over this fixation. I think mostly he just loves the alliteration thing. He just loves the idea of marrying someone who has two S's, like a Sarah Silverman, and then Shmushkin, and so the triple S thing, he really loves that.
It could be SS Officer Shmushkin.
SS Officer Shmushkin, yes. So, I don't know, since you two are both, you know, dear, dear friends of Sarah Silverman, I just hope you won't tell her about this question.
Well, Tig is a very dear friend of Sarah's,
but you've both been on
the show. I don't
know
if she'll hold that in.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to tell Sarah if this happened. I think it's important that she know. I don't feel comfortable with Shmushkin. Am I pronouncing that?
Yeah, you got it right. Okay. Shmushkin.
Shmushkin. I'm not comfortable with Shmushkin pining away for Sarah and Sarah not knowing this. I think that she needs to know. And I think she needs to know she has that option if things with Jimmy don't work out.
Yeah.
Because nobody has ever loved her this much or for any genuine, such a genuine, you know, for having two S's in her name. Like, she'd want to know that.
Yeah.
You know, there's somebody out there that loves you for your S's.
Yeah.
I, as the provider of the song, I hope it may come as some reassurance to her that I think it's probably not going to work out with Shmushkin. So.
Please don't say that. Don't talk like that.
I'm hoping that will be reassuring. I think in the long run, it's all for the best.
I think we've got some powerful insight here, and that is a great example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And in the next segment, we're going to get a question from Natasha Leggero, who she and Tig are both going to be performing tonight at the Cafe Venus and Mars Bar.
Yes, at 9 o'clock.
And we'll be finding out more about that when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
Yeah.
Our veterans are facing tremendous challenges. These young men and women left our country whole and returned to us troubled and afflicted by visions and traumatic experiences which they will never forget. VeteransVillage.org is dedicated to establishing reintegration opportunities, housing, guidance, and occupations for military service participants and their families affected by the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq. Veterans Village provides hope, making a difference, helping one soldier at a time, and saving lives. According to statistics, this country is losing as many as 125 soldiers weekly to suicide. We are responsible to these veterans. Won't you help? We need you to help co-create Veterans Village chapter houses across the country. You can contact Veterans Village at www.veteransvillage.org or call 209-830-9955. Veterans Village.
Women in Film is a nonprofit organization of professional filmmakers who support and mentor women in the film, video, and new media industries. We are a proud community sponsor of SIFF Cinema and the Post Alley Film Festival. Women in Film Seattle invites all women filmmakers out there to join us. And we invite all film lovers everywhere to wake up and smell the nail polish, baby. Visit us at womeninfilm-seattle.org.
Arcania Wellness is a center for holistic services and community events, featuring massage, acupuncture, and skin care, as well as Seattle's only sensory deprivation tank. Arcania Wellness is located on Capitol Hill at Mercer and 10th. You can look them up on the web at arcaniawellness.com or give them a call at 1-877-4-ARCANIA.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m.
And we are back with Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones. We're using the music of Ethan Gold as the oracle fodder for our pop oracle divinations. We have Ethan on the line from sunny Southern California. And we are joined in the studio by two comedy folk, one who's a public and private speaker.
That's me.
And the other who's an inspiration. What is it?
Yeah, I'm just an inspiration.
Just an inspiration. And so let's bring.
You really have been.
Let's bring Natasha Leggero, the inspiration, to. That almost makes you a muse.
Oh, I guess I'm my own muse.
Yes. So
I'm my own muse. It's the name of my comedy.
Natasha Leggero is her own muse. She and Tig are going to be performing at the Cafe Venus and Mars Bar tonight at 9 p.m.
We're also doing a midnight show at Laughs.
And a midnight show at Laughs. And I'm glad you came here. This is a perfect time of year for people to be coming out to shows.
Hey, we've had sold out houses at the Snoqualmie Casino.
Yeah, so.
So people are coming out for us.
Yeah.
Bully for you. So.
All right, they weren't sold out, but.
But we definitely got free sushi.
You paid for the house. So, Natasha, what is your question for the Pop Oracle?
I would like to ask the Pop Oracle if I'm ever going to have a child.
Will Natasha ever have a child? Okay. So would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 5?
2.
Song number 2 from Ethan Gold will answer the question, will Natasha ever have a child? Here comes the answer. When it's over, we'll come back and figure out what it means. And what was the name of that song, Ethan?
We're Having a Baby.
Ethan?
Hello.
Yeah, what was the name of that song?
That was Our Love is Beautiful. Did the record skip, or am I getting a time lag?
You're getting a time lag, probably.
Okay.
Our Love is Beautiful. And that was the answer to Natasha Leggero's question, will she ever have a child? Natasha, do you want to help us with the interpretation with that, or do you want to hear what
I'd like
to
hear
first?
What everyone has to say.
Okay, so Ethan, first off, give us a little bit of background on the song.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm happy that song came up for you, Natasha.
Thank you.
It's the first time I've ever heard you ask that kind of question. I didn't know.
Well, I'm not, like, thinking about it, you know, in this year or something. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, but
she's like, feeling her womb as she's saying this. I'm not thinking about it now.
And picking out baby clothes as we speak.
And rolling back and forth on her back with her knees to her chest. The song is not going to impregnate you. Maybe not. Actually, maybe it could. But, no, the song actually was written... it was actually sort of a breakup moment, and I was kind of writing about everything's going to be okay and the past is okay, and then it sort of turned into a song where I was like looking at how the world was going, and I was kind of pessimistic and was trying to see a good outcome of where the world was going, and I sort of there was metaphor between personal and the larger world, so that's where it came from. But well, I do think it's a great sign for you, Natasha. So.
Yeah, the tone of it, it had
like a lullaby quality.
I would go buy a pregnancy test if I were you.
Yeah,
that's what I would do after hearing that song.
Immaculate Conception from Ethan God. the L is silent.
But it is about a breakup, so I don't know.
But well, there's makeup sex.
You might be breaking up with your solo,
makeup sex.
Your single self, with your and the life that people who don't have children have, and now you in the life with a child. There's that whole thing about my best friend, our love is beautiful. It made me think of people. Let me tell you about my best friend, which is the Harry Nilsson song from Courtship of Eddie's father. Bill Bixby.
Ew. And I'm kind of like your child.
Take
note. She wants more than that.
She wants a baby that she can hold.
Oh. Not in like a...
Not in a bear hug. No.
Not in a headlock.
Yeah, you got to work and do a lot more curls, Natasha, if you want to hold her.
So, Natasha...
Are you saying I'm fat?
We'll discuss that when we meet.
What did you think, Natasha, as far as the answer to
Well,
your question?
I think, Ethan, I've forgotten how beautiful all your songs are, really. It seemed very sentimental up top, and I did feel that a little bit, like, you know, the idea of love not just being between a man and a woman, but, you know, that's the thing, I think, with having a child. It's probably you experience a different kind of love than what you're used to, and it's maybe singular in the sense that it's you really can't describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And at least the people that I know who have children, it does feel like you just don't know until it happens.
Right. I've been avoiding that so far.
Right. Yeah, me too. And I honestly, like, I just woke up this morning and thought of that question, so I thought I'd ask it.
Feeling baby hungry this morning?
Not really. I just, I wonder how much more. I want to experience everything. So that's one thing that...
That's one of everything.
Yeah. But I liked the interpretation. Maybe I'll go home and listen to the song again.
Yeah, I definitely encourage people to check out the podcasts and listen back to the song, because there's always extra pieces that show up, you know, as we listen to it a few more times.
And what, Ethan, just really quickly, what's the lyrics at the end when you're just kind of saying, what are you saying at the end?
I'm saying, in every no-one town, don't take yourself down just because you know they would. Just because you know they would.
It's like,
it's basically don't lift yourself up. You don't have to worry about anybody else's thoughts about you.
Right. That's what I felt. That's cool.
So don't have a baby just because the cool kids are having it.
Or don't not have a baby just because it's
exactly.
The cool kids aren't.
I think it's sort of a child is something that is. You're creating something new, and you don't have to see it necessarily as an extension of yourself, but more as like something totally different that is being brought to the world.
I like that. Thanks, yeah. Ethan.
Well, that's another great example of how Radio 8 Ball works. And we're just going to keep rolling out here, because in the next segment, we're going to be joined by astrologer Rick Levine, who will be telling us a little bit about the solstice, which is upon us, and about his Your Astrology Guide to 2009. And we'll also be keeping Tig and Natasha here in the studio and here with Ethan Gold.
For how long?
For as long as it takes. So stick around.
We're having a great time.
For more of this hilarious and insightful Radio 8 Ball.
Home Alive believes that everyone has the right to a life free from violence and hate. Home Alive was formed in 1993 in the wake of the rape and murder of local musician Mia Zapata. Mia was a raging testimony of the power of unleashed artistic expression. 15 years later, Home Alive is still alive and kicking, teaching low-cost self-defense and boundary setting that is fun and for everyone. Check us out at homealive.org or come to our monthly social hour. On the first Wednesday of the month, enjoy free food, live music, self-defense demos, and building community for lives free from violence and hate.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com. Where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home, the telephone, it just doesn't seem to do.
Hey, this is Bobby Hill, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones. I said good day, Sheriff.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, the Pop Oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions. I'm your host, Andras Jones. We have Ethan Gold on the line from California. His music is providing the oracle fodder for our musical divinations. We also have Natasha Leggero and Tig Notaro in the studio helping with the musical divinations and asking questions. And now we have Rick Levine, probably no stranger to listeners of 1150 AM. Rick Levine is an astrologer. He has his Your Astrologer Guide 2009 out now and available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. And now to tell us a little bit about where we stand here on the cusp of the winter solstice, the estimable Rick Levine.
Ooh, cusp. One of my favorite words.
So, yeah, it's kind of saucy.
Well, you know, I view astrology kind of as a cosmic Radio 8 Ball, because it's like we all pick a number and get a chart, and somehow synchronicity works. Don't ask me how.
I won't.
Okay, go ahead. Ask me how.
Okay, how?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, tell us, for people who don't really know what the solstice is, they just know that it's a holly jolly time, or if you're Jewish, a holly jolly time. But this is also from the standpoint of astrology, this is a particularly potent time of the year.
It is. And one of the things that I miss about living in Southern California, like all the rest of your guests apparently do, is that I can no longer say happy Hanukkah from Santa Monica. And there's not much that rhymes with Seattle, except rattle, and I can't make that work. Anyhow, the solstices are based upon the Earth's tilt and the movement around the sun. The solstices, the winter and summer solstice, and the equinoxes, the spring and autumn equinoxes, are really the doorways to each of the four seasons, which I can't name because I don't have them written down and I never get them right. No, I'm kidding.
No.
But the winter season is started at the winter solstice, when, from our point of view in the northern hemisphere, the sun has sunk the lowest in the sky.
So wait a second. Now, for people here in Seattle, you're saying that the winter has not arrived yet.
The winter does not technically arrive until the solstice, because the solstice is the opening of the door of winter. We are actually technically in late autumn, still in the sign of Sagittarius, which is late autumn. So you're right. This is not about the weather. This is about the technical definition of seasons.
And the pronunciation you're saying is solstice.
Solstice or solstice, they're both correct. This is an argument that I've that I've been in and looked up, and yeah, either one is right.
No need for an argument here.
Actually, Sol, S-O-L, is for the sun. The stis, S-T-I-C-E part, is like something that doesn't move, like stichial, like interstitial tissue is right. Between the things that don't move. And so the solstice is when the sun stands still on its north-south journey. It's as far to the south as it gets, which is why it barely creeps above the horizon here in Seattle. But the thing is that at the solstices, these are times of year that define the rest of the year. And it's an important period of time. And this year, it's particularly important because Pluto, the slowest moving of all the planets, it takes 250 years to go around the zodiac or around the sun once, has just slipped into the sign of Capricorn for the first time in some 250 years.
And in light of that, do you have a question for the Pop Oracle?
Well, I just want to say that as the sun moves into Capricorn on the first day of winter, this year it's going to be much more intense than other winters. That's the astrological prediction.
Nice.
So the question that I have, I actually was thinking like Natasha. I was wondering if I was going to ever give birth to a child, but since that question has been answered, I passed there.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of a more cosmic social question, and that is what's in store for us as a country over the next year with a new government and all of these pressures that are on us. What does the oracle have to say for what's around the big corner?
Okay, what's around the big corner? We're going to get a song from Ethan Gold. Please pick a number between 1 and 8 that is neither 2 or 5.
7.
Song number 7 from Ethan Gold will answer Rick's question, what's in store for U.S., for the United States, over the next year? Here we go.
Twisting up the sheets, not much fun alone. Can't sleep, I'm staring at the quiet phone. Jump out of the bed, it's not quite 2 yet. Max's bar still open, I bet. Baby, throw on a jacket, quick look at my hair. Make a cute expression, fly down the stairs. What fortune to be free. Anything can happen. Check out her fit, change of clothes. Hot or cute or dangerous, she can't decide. Her girlfriend calls, let's head out to the east side. Baby, charge vodka sodas to some scoof town. She stumbles from the bar and goes to grab a cab. Say what fortune to be free. Anything can happen to me.
Ethan, what was the name of that song?
Could Have Been Love.
Could Have Been Love. So that was the answer to Rick Levine's question, what's in store for U.S. over the next year? What's around the big corner? Is that what you said?
Sure.
And Could Have Been Love from Ethan Gold. Rick, you want to take a stab at interpreting that, or do you want to hear what we think first?
Well, I was intrigued that the first word of the opening word of the song was twisted. Mm-hmm. And I'm a first shot, best shot kind of guy. And so that kind of, you know, sets the tone. It feels like there's a bit of escape action going on, or mm-hmm. a running from something that might have been okay.
Yeah. Really? I mean, that's interesting in terms of, like, we're running from something that was okay. This was very, it seems very not okay up till
well,
now.
What I mean, well, the way I interpret that is that we just had an election. We elected someone that many people think may be a real change of pace and may be okay, and yet this song indicates that anything can happen and it could have been love, but maybe it won't be. I don't know. That's the hit that I got. What about you, Ethan?
Well, it took me a couple seconds to sort of shift my perspective from the romantic arena, but very quickly I sort of saw it as the song is kind of, in a way, the narrator is sort of regretting, is kind of desperately trying to regenerate a life and regretting having left something really good behind. I kind of saw it as that the U.S. would be having to work harder to rebuild alliances that it's turned away from so harshly, and sort of regretting and kind of coming back and calling and saying, wow, I could have had it so good, and kind of filled with regret and going to have to work to get those friendships back and the love back that it threw away. So so I see it as positive, but it's going to take a lot of work and soul searching to get there. I certainly don't think it's going to be as easy as people thought, you know, 6 weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, it
as we've seen by the interior and agriculture choices. I was putting that out there.
And I just want to the lines that jumped out were like there's two characters in it. One of them, there's the guy who's twisting up the sheets and that's not much fun alone. So he goes out and he grabs his jacket and he goes out to the bar. And then there's the hot cute. There's the woman who doesn't know whether she should be hot, cute, or dangerous for her look.
Yeah, well, he's basically left her and he's imagining her kind of doing essentially the same type of thing that he's doing in her feminine version. Basically, he
right.
caused them both to be alone and miserable.
Although, what a fortune to be free. And so it's like, I guess there is that sense of like, you know, what are you going to do with all this freedom? And
right.
What haven't we done? And it could have been love. So there does seem, you know, it does seem
that line
like,
is sarcastic, though, I will say.
Could have been love?
No.
Oh, yeah, what fortune to be, exactly.
Yeah.
But the could have been love is the sincere one.
Yeah.
So, well, that gives us a little bit more insight, I think, where the show is rolling out very nicely. And thank you, Rick, for asking that question. We're going to keep you here to assist in our final musical divination. Let's cue up that musical divination music. And now we go to you give me such a stern look, Tig.
I'm a stern person.
So, Tig.
Yes. Let's get down to business.
Yes.
You have a question for me?
I do. Well, actually, I am asking you if you have a question for the Pop Oracle, and that's my question for you.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Tig, why don't you lay it on us?
Here it comes. I'm wanting to know if the job that I am embarking on will be a successful thingamajiggy.
A successful thingamajiggy. The job.
I've never heard that word said so sternly.
Will the job be a successful thingamajiggy?
Listen, I am no nonsense.
Okay, that'll serve you. That probably serves you very well in the world of comedy.
That's correct.
No room for nonsense in the world of comedy.
I am not joking around.
Absolutely, you're terrifying me. So, would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 2, 5, or 7, and we'll see if the job will be a successful thingamajiggy.
1.
Numero uno. From Ethan.
I never Goad. Noticed your accent.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? What accent do you
oh,
hear?
Oh, no, it's numero uno. I'm sorry.
Nice one.
Thanks, Ethan.
Here comes song number one from Ethan Goad with a silent L.
never be cured. God, save my soul. Keep control. But no one cares. Why do I care? This is just sex. Looking for my poison. The dark.
Is Ethan Gold with his new song, Tig, You Should Probably Quit Your Job.
I assume the name of that song was Poison.
Yeah.
And before we get into this...
Astoundingly on the nail on the head.
I know, I was just saying, like, every other question and song, everybody's, like, writing notes and trying to interpret, and this song was like, it's poison, you're in hell, move on. Start looking into other professions.
Yeah.
Curse this desire. Dark city, keep your eyes on the pavement. It's freezing,
pounding
but you're on
pavement.
Fire.
As someone who's into divination myself professionally, I would like to say my comment is, ouch.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you all for your...
Ethan, so we get a little context.
Why'd you do this to me, Ethan?
This is the fire that you have to pass through to get to the glowing,
hell,
warm light of peace and bliss.
And you did ask about a specific job, not a profession. So this is just one little thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What is the job?
Just a job.
Well, like, what kind of a job? Like,
she's saying no comment.
All right, we're on the air here. I'm going to fish just a little bit longer.
What is the job?
It's a, you know, it's just one of those television gigs.
Like an acting gig?
Something like that.
Something or other.
Is it a show that we might have, is it a TV show we might have heard of?
It's a regional theater production,
yes,
of A Christmas Carol.
Yes. I play an extra.
It's just a TV gig.
It's
and
a TV
Tig,
gig.
Tig is a very accomplished headliner. She doesn't do tons of television, but she does. She tours the country, and she's a big hit, and she's on a few shows. But, you know, this was just another one of those things.
And it's Poison.
Apparently.
The job.
But
the,
not her as a comedian
no,
or her
no.
success
no,
as, a, the, as an actress.
It was specific. It didn't say, well, is my career going to be a successful thingamajig? Will the job be a successful thingamajig?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've all had these poisonous jobs, and we've survived
them. I just was not ready to be slapped in the face.
I'm sorry, Tig.
That's okay, Ethan.
Maybe
it's
Ethan
okay.
should tell us about the song.
Yeah. Give us a little bit of context. Maybe there's something else
well,
here.
Well, the way I would see it, the song isn't necessarily saying it's not going to be a success, but it's certainly not going to be the way I would interpret it. I know, maybe it's not my job. It isn't my job, Andros, but... not going to be good for you. The song is kind of about literally and metaphorically pornography, the pornography of modern culture, of modern living and feeling. Actually, just I have an animation for this video, for this song, a video which the central character is this baby with wires coming out of its head, and it's kind of floating naked around the city, and things happen.
It's almost like you took the...
This is about my job.
that's actually the job description.
Well, there was a sort of a Nirvana kind of quality to kind of the group, so it almost sounds like you took the baby off the Nirvana cover and you put it into this urban setting. And also, I have to say that that although the song has, you know, all the lyrics are very dark, there is like the tone of the song is really sort of like a triumphant sort of.
It's a drive,
you know,
forward.
Like, you know, like you're moving through this poisonous landscape and just like, you know, killing off demons right and left.
So, hopefully not in the
way I just
that
did.
You were just moving your body. I'm gonna get out of this poison like a jazz dancer. 2, 3, and we're through.
No, but I agree with that, Andras. It does seem like it's just a...
Not with the movement, but with what I'm saying.
It's almost like the job's beneath you.
I love that y'all are staying positive after the song was saying, poison. I'm sorry, Ethan. I know like that's not how you sing.
It was poison.
I mean, the song is that is not how I sing, but...
poison. 2, 3.
It's not how I dance either, but it's okay.
It was poison in the homeopathic sense of it being a cure.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe it's because, you know, they like with an inoculation.
Yeah.
You know, they give you the they give you the disease so that you are inoculated against it. So maybe it's the poison. This is the poison which will heal you.
Oh.
You don't think so?
As the writer of the song, I not that I'm saying what you should do with your life, and I don't know anything about the job, but it seems to me that it's where it comes from is. This is a very glistening and alluring thing that's actually toxic to you.
Wow.
You know, and it's not like, oh, it's toxic and I hate it. It's that's what the, you know, on the surface of the song is kind of fun and enjoyable and there's lots of plastic in it in a way. And it shines a lot, but it's actually poison at its heart. So you could go through it as a homeopathic experience, but I would say you have to keep it to a very small dose. Keep it to a homeopathic dose.
Now, Ethan, I'm just finding it interesting that you're a songwriter, and now you have very seriously taken a turn to...
life coach?
Yeah.
He went to Harvard.
I love that, though. Like, you take it on very well. Like, I find you...
Well, we can, you know...
One thing we can...
Continue the discussion over... Guinness.
Well, let's take that for later. But one thing we can be sure of as we move towards the end of this show is that the job you're talking about was not your gig tonight at Cafe Venus and Mars Bar or at Laughs at Midnight.
No, sir.
No.
Those will definitely be successful thingamajigs.
Yes.
Thingamajiggies.
Thingamajiggies. And so tell us... it's 9 o'clock at Cafe Venus and Mars Bar.
That's correct.
It's only $7 to get in.
And
I'll be selling my DVDs afterwards.
Nice.
Swiss Holiday.
I'll be sitting next to her while she sells those.
Excellent. And and Ethan Gold. And then at midnight you're going to be playing at Laughs. You're going to be doing a set at Laughs.
That's correct.
Just hard work and show business people.
And then we'll be in Portland tomorrow if everyone could just hop in the car and head on up there, too.
Down there.
Down. Wherever we are, just please, please come.
And, Rick, we can find out about we can get your book, Your Astrology Guide to 2009, which is available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ethan, where can we find out about? Where can we get this fabulous music?
You can sign my list on ethangold.com. Send me there's a contact thing, and we'll let my list know that you exist. And the records, I have two new records. The songs we were hearing were off the two records that I just finished in the last couple of weeks, which will be out next year.
And I'll have links to all those at the podcast, which we post at radio8ball.com. Until next week, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle. Thinking man's sex symbol.
share your bed with a man, chose Jimmy Kimmel, and it don't make sense. Oh, Sarah, your boyfriend's a schlub, and that shows character. Oh, but Sarah, you're just a trash-talking whore, the kind I adore. I dare ya to entertain the possibility that I was meant for better things, and you were meant to be my Sarah.
Sarah Silverman.
Sarah.
Sweet Sarah Silverman.
Sarah.
Sweet Sarah Silverman.
All I wanna do is alliterate ya. Liberate, then hyphenate your name. Just wants to change to Sarah Silverman Shmushkin. Sarah, sweet Sarah Silverman Shmushkin.
Sarah,
sweet Sarah Silverman Shmushkin. I'm singing Sarah.